Welcome to On the Way with Tony Crisp. Each weekday, Dr. Crisp will be discussing biblical passages, people, places, and prophecies. Tune in daily to start your day right and deepen your understanding of how to better walk the way and enjoy the journey. Here's your host, Dr. Tony Crisp.
Welcome to On the Way. This is Tony Crisp, and this is podcast 1108. Today, I want to introduce to you a new series that I pray will bless your heart and bless those around you. And I hope if these podcasts are a blessing to you, that you will pass them on to others. God willing, throughout the summer and throughout the fall, we're going to be expanding the ministry of True Life Concepts, which is the 501c3, the mothership, so to speak, of On the Way 365 Bible Reading Plan, and all that we do in churches as far as leadership training, as far as reaching out beyond where we are and where most can ever go. If you will help me, if you will hold the ropes and pray for me, then God will continue to bless. He's opening up avenues of ministry that I never even dreamed. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever ask or think. I know that. That's what the scriptures say. But sometimes it's just overwhelming at the goodness and graciousness and mercy of Almighty God. And so let's get right to it. I'm going to be, over the next few weeks, I'm going to be dealing with the heroes of the faith. We're going to understand what faith is, maybe as you have never understood it before. For some of you, this will be review. But we're kind of mixed up today about faith and the object of our faith. Sometimes we have faith in faith, and we think that if we just believe hard enough, and we just imagine hard enough, and we just trust hard enough and long enough, that something's going to happen. Well, something's going to happen, maybe a headache, because that's not biblical faith. We're going to learn what faith is. We're going to base what we do out of Hebrews chapter 11. Over the next few weeks. And that takes us into chapter 12 of Hebrews as well, because it does not end with chapter 11 as long as it is. But again, it goes into chapter 12. And so we're going to look at that whole section together. And then we're going to go back and we're going to start with Enoch, and we're going to start with Noah, and we're going to come through the Old Testament and into the New Testament. We're going to look at the heroes. We're going to look at the great men of God that have served the Lord down through the centuries and have been the epitome of what faith is. We're going to study about the great women. We're going to study about Abel, Noah. We're going to study about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, of course, Joshua, Caleb, Moses. We're going to study about Samuel, David, Solomon. We're going to deal with the prophets. And in doing that, we're going to understand something of the variety of people that God uses. And what is the prophetic voice? Is the prophetic voice needed today? We hear about gospel centeredness. I understand that. We always need to end with the gospel and calling men to repentance and calling them unto Jesus to be saved. We always need to call men to discipleship. But that's not all the Bible teaches. The Bible also teaches that we are salt and light. The Bible teaches that we are to be a prophetic voice in a strange and foreign land. What happened to our nation? Why are we in the mess that we're in? I believe it is because God's men and God's women have failed to raise our voices for righteousness, and the nation has crumbled around us because of it. We have done so many things that are unnecessary and left the necessary undone. And so I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the great women of the faith. I want to talk about Sarah, Rebecca, Leah, Rachel, Hannah, and also talk about those that we don't know so well. I want to talk about the zeros, that is, not just the heroes, but the zeros, those who were the enemies of God in the Old Testament, enemies of Jesus in the New Testament. And we're going to raise up the men and women that need to be raised up, but we're also going to point out the villains, those that because of the evil and satanic voice that was in them. They became enemies of God himself. We'll talk about Cain. We'll talk about Balaam. We'll talk about Korah. We'll talk about Jezebel and many more. But we'll also talk about Ezra, Nehemiah, Mordecai. We'll talk about, in the New Testament, the Marys, who they are and how we separate them, and when do we know when the Bible doesn't designate a Mary, which one it is. Who was it that broke the alabaster box? Which Mary was that? And you get good men differing on those things. We will discuss all of that. We'll look at some of the disciples, not all of them, because not equal weight is given to all of them. We'll look at Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. And we will look at some of the judges, not all of them. But we're going to look at great couples in the Bible. One that comes to mind immediately is Ruth and Boaz. Yes, what a beautiful story of a beautiful couple. We will look at Solomon. Yes, Solomon had some great days, but he had some very bad days as well. We'll look at David. David and Abraham we'll center in on because God centers in on them. It's going to be a great, great time of podcast and learning together. I want you to, as an assignment for tomorrow, if you can, many of you are busy, I know, and you have heavy work schedules, but I also know that most of you take time to read the Word of God on a regular basis. I want to ask you between now and the next couple of days to read through Hebrews chapter 11 and Hebrews chapter 12. As you know, the chapter and verse division, sometimes just for the sake of length, they will divide a long section. But Hebrews chapter 11, Hebrews chapter 12 are one section. And I want to cover that just as a launching pad for studying these great men and women of the faith. And as we go through these men and women and we learn about these great patriarchs, the father leaders, and these great matriarchs, the great mother leaders, we're going to learn that they were people just like us and that God chose many times those who were rejects, those that nobody wanted, those who were the discards of culture and society and of their families. And God used them because their hearts were open to God himself. And the Lord does that throughout every generation. God will always have a voice in a generation. Some of those voices are being raised up right now for the next generation because many of us who have carried the torch and many of us who have borne the battle in the heat of the day, we will be taking off our armor soon and many will be suited up for a new kind of battle, a battle that perhaps we could not imagine. But I can tell you, the devil has no new methods. He uses the same old schemes. This is why the Apostle Paul said we are not ignorant of his schematic. We are not ignorant of his methodia. We are not ignorant in how the devil works. He will dress something up different for each generation, but the reality is it's the same old ploy because human nature is the same throughout any generation. And so I want to encourage you. I want you to study these men and women with me together over the coming weeks, and I believe God will bless our lives and enrich us as we walk on the way. This is Tony Crisp.
Thanks for listening to On the Way with Tony Crisp. Tune in every weekday for information on biblical passages, people, places, and prophecies. Fridays are for your questions. Email your questions to questions@tonycrisp.org, then just listen for your question to be answered on Friday's podcast. That's questions@tonycrisp.org. Thanks for listening, and have a blessed day on the way.